Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to you. Good morning if you are here with us right now, or good afternoon or good evening, depending on what time you are joining us. I am delighted that you are here with me right now. I realize that we may have folks who are with us that are perhaps not a part of our normal viewing or listening audience. My name is Patrick Malfrus, and I'm pastor at Old Providence Associate Reformed Presbyterian Church. I see a few joining us. Good morning, everyone. And I'm delighted that we are together right now. Again, if you are here, whether live right now at 7 a.m. on Friday, May 15th, or whether you are here later on, hopefully you saw the prayer update and the prayer request that we posted yesterday for Maddie Marsh. Again, right now, as I speak, Maddie should be in beginning the phases of a lengthy, complicated, and potentially dangerous surgery. Now, there's no getting around that, and we're not going to sugarcoat that, but at the same time, we have every reason to be hopeful because this surgery has the potential to not only repair the problem in Maddie's spine and prevent her condition from worsening and her paralysis increasing, this surgery also has the potential to bring with it the healing that we have so desired, that we have been praying for. So, to say that this surgery is important is almost an understatement. That's not a big enough word. This is why today we are going to follow a similar format to what we did this past Sunday at the prayer vigil. And we're going to just be focusing on prayer this morning. But before we pray, I want to do two simple things, okay? First, I've got to tell you, I've got to remind you, remember how amazing God is. Remember the God that we serve. Do you realize how many of our prayers have been answered? Maybe you remember that this past Sunday, what we prayed for. In fact, one of the requests, specific requests from Maddie herself comes to mind. We asked that the Lord would intervene so that Maddie's swelling would reduce, so that the MRIs and other tests would be able to show with much greater clarity the problem in her spine. We also prayed that the doctors would have wisdom as they evaluate things and as they determine the next course of action. We prayed for the Lord's presence and His care, and that Maddie's pain, and specifically that her headaches, would decrease. And the Lord has answered so many of these prayers by virtue of the fact that she's in surgery right now. They were able to see what they previously could not. The surgeon had a plan to go forward. And so, in light of those things, that the Lord has already been answering our prayers, we pray again today. And I just want to encourage you that God hears us. Now, the second thing I want to talk about, why is that? Why does God hear? Is it because we try extra hard? Is it because we've done something to deserve His hearing our prayers? Is it because we're extra good people? And so that the Lord answers prayers that are prayed by good people in particular, or He answers prayers that are for good people, that have been extra good? The answer is no. No, that's not what this is about. I had the privilege to spend a while on the phone with Maddie last night, and we talked about these things. If prayer is answered, you realize, because we are extra good, if that's what prayer is all about, if it's out of our goodness, then realize that what God does when He answers prayer, why, if prayer is based on our goodness, then it ceases to be God's grace and God's miracle in answering prayers, and instead it becomes a payment to us. It becomes compensation for our actions. No, when we pray, do you realize God hears our prayers not because we deserve it, not because we're good, but because, trusting in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation, God's people are washed in the blood of Jesus. And Jesus was the one that was good, who was perfect, in fact. And in Him, the beauty of the gospel, the reason the gospel is the good news, is all of His righteousness, if you're trusting in Him alone for your salvation, all of His goodness, all of His righteousness has been placed on your account. That's how this whole thing works, you see. On your own, on my own, we will not have right standing with God. But with Jesus, as the author of Hebrews says, Jesus is our perfect high priest. He is our perfect sacrifice. And even though we are laid open and bare before the eyes of whom we must give an account, with Jesus, we are told that not only we have the right to pray, oh, but the beauty of it is we have the right to approach God's throne of grace with boldness. It's the most counterintuitive thing ever. If we're laid open and bare before the eyes of God to whom we must give an account, that means He sees everything. And as I think about that, that means even the things that I think nobody else knows about. God knows. But He still tells us to come to Him with boldness. Why? Because again, our ability to come to God, it's not based on any right that we've earned. It's based on the work of Jesus Christ. And so we do come. We seek His aid, His grace, and His intervention. But not because we can be bold. Our actions and our hearts, they dictate otherwise. We can be bold only because of Jesus. So, in light of that, are you trusting in Him alone for your salvation? I sincerely hope so. And if you're not, and you want to, then write me a message and we can talk. But the second thing I want to do before we pray in just a second is I want to read a passage. And the passage I'm about to read is a passage that I shared with Maddie yesterday, in fact. And it comes from the book of Psalms, not surprisingly, but it's Psalm 20. And it says this. It says, "May the Lord answer you in a day of trouble. May the name of Jacob's God protect you. May He send you help from the sanctuary and sustain you from Zion. May He remember all your offerings and accept your burnt offering. May He give you what your heart desires and fulfill your whole purpose. Let us shout for joy at your victory and lift the banner in the name of our God. May the Lord fulfill all your requests. Now I know that the Lord gives victory to His anointed. He will." He will answer him from His holy heaven with mighty victories from His right hand. Some take pride in chariots and others in horses. But we take pride in the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand firm. Lord, give victory to the King. May He answer us on the day that we call. Well, my friends, in the same way as the psalmist, we are calling for God's presence and we are asking for that victory. Asking for specific victories, in fact, in this day of battle, for that's what it is. And again, all of this talk of the King, realize that there is no King but Jesus. There is no King but Christ. And our King is triumphant. We turn to Him and we shout for joy in victory, knowing that the victory has been won with the full assurance that God is working His will for ours and for Maddie's good and for His glory. And again, we can pray with every confidence that He will accomplish His will for His glory and for Maddie's good, which if you read yesterday's message from Maddie, that has been and continues to be her ultimate desire throughout all of this. So keep these things in mind, both now and this short time, but later as you continue praying. Much the same as this past Sunday, I'm going to open us in a time of prayer. And then I'm going to start making some suggestions. I'm going to offer some guidance to you on how to pray. Feel free to ignore me, okay? I am not the Holy Spirit. I'm not telling you how to pray. I'm just here to offer some guidance as we're going through this time together. Pray as the Spirit leads you, okay? But after offering some guidance, I'll then offer a short prayer. And then the live session, it's going to end. I'm going to log off. But I'm going to leave you to continue praying. And please do that I'll update as news and information becomes available right here on our Facebook page. So stay tuned. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our God and our Father, we come now, though with the gift of technology that you've given to us, we come from all over the place. We're not all in one spot. We're not all even in one time zone, I know for a fact. Yet, Father, because of Jesus Christ, who is our head, we are together. And that's because of you. And so we come as individuals, yes, but we come united together as your people, asking for your help. Oh, Father, we adore you. As we consider the events of the last several days, truly your magnificence, your majesty, your sovereignty, your power, your glory, all of these shine through. So much so that we can yet again say what the scripture says. There is none beside you, O Lord. No one can compare to you. As we've just read from the Psalm, people put their trust in all sorts of things. But ultimately, everything but you falls and fails. But not you, God. Not you. You are trustworthy. You are true. You are the Ancient of Days from everlasting to everlasting. And you are exercising your will and controlling, standing over all of your dominion, which is everything, even us. Father, as we have gone, as we have heard from the book of Hebrews, so we remember that we are laid open and bare. We can do our best to hide things, but not from you. You see not only what we have done, but what we have not done. You see not only the things that we have committed, but the things that we have thought. Oh, Father, it's dizzying. It's dizzying to me because as I consider my own sinfulness, I mourn over the fact that so often I seek my own ways instead of yours, my own priorities instead of having your priorities. Father, as we make this confession, as it has been said, even tears that we would cry over our sinfulness need to be washed. So, Father, hear this confession from us that we are sinners and we are in desperate need of forgiveness. Yet, Father, we praise you that you forgive, that you are merciful, that as a loving father cares for his children, so you care for us. That because of Jesus Christ, who did all of those things that we would not do and could not do, because he was the one that was good and perfect, and yet gave himself up, laid down his life, that because of these things, you can declare us just, taking all of his righteousness and placing it on us. We don't deserve this, Father. We did nothing to earn it. But you did this just the same. And again, it just points to how amazing, how wonderful, how loving, how gracious you are. We are the recipients. We did nothing to earn such favor. And Father, there's no way that we can say thank you enough. There's no way that you can that we can pay you back. As the psalmist declared, what fit return, Lord, can we make for all of the blessings that you have given us? And the answer, of course, is there is no fit return on our part. Yet, Father, again, we say thank you. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the way that you sustain. Thank you for how we have seen your hand at work thus far. In Maddie's situation and in so many others. But as we think about Maddie, Father, all the prayers that you have already answered by virtue of the fact that even now she has taken this next step toward recovery. It's amazing how you work. And we're so grateful that you have heard us. Father, we're thankful that you give us this right to come to you. And that though you are in all of your majesty, you're the King of the universe, you care about us so much that you've told us you will listen. And so we come to you now with the boldness that your word prescribes, asking for your help. And now let's pray together that God would protect Maddie during this surgery, that he would protect her from further damage to her spine or from any other complications during this surgery right now. Let's pray these things. Let's now pray for Maddie's surgeons, that their hands would be skilled, that their vision would not be impaired, that they would see exactly what they need to see and know exactly what to do, that scar tissue or other complications will not arise, but that they again would be skilled in their work. Let's pray for success, that this surgery would fix the problem, that it would prevent it from recurring or getting worse, and that Maddie would once again regain sensation in her lower body, that God would, in short, work this miracle that we're asking for. Let's pray even now for Maddie's recovery, especially in the immediate days after the surgery while she's facing pain and immobility. Let's pray for God's presence, that by His grace He would be present with Maddie right now, yes, but also as she recovers and moves forward, that she would have wisdom and peace. Let's pray for wisdom, for the doctor's wisdom as they make evaluations during and after this surgery, decisions about the next things to do, the next procedures to take, the steps to follow. Let's pray for Maddie's wisdom and for her parents' wisdom and all those that are involved. Let's pray for Maddie's therapists, nurses, and all those that will be helping her recover, that they would do their job well and with kindness and graciousness. Let's pray for Maddie's family, that the Lord would sustain them as they wait patiently, both right now in this surgery, as they wait for news, but also as they continue to support Maddie in the days that lie ahead. Now let's pray that Maddie, as she has requested, that the Lord would be glorified in all of this, and that His will would be done, because His will is perfect. Now I'm going to close this portion, but again, please continue praying, and we will post an update as soon as information is available. Let's go to our Lord. Our Father, as we have just prayed, mentioning so many things, but ultimately, it is our desire that you would exercise your will with the full understanding that though, again, yes, you are our God, you are our perfect Father, and we lift up now one of your children. We pray that as she has cried out to you, being her perfect Father, that you would come running. Thank you for hearing us, for being active in our world, for intervening. We give you all praise and honor and glory, and we pray these things expectantly, expecting you to hear us, knowing that you will, and again, praising you for the fact that you are sovereign, that you are working your will for our good and for your kingdom, and that your will is good, pleasing, and perfect. And that as we remember all of these things, you've not left us alone, but instead, you've given us the best thing that you could. You have filled us with your Holy Spirit, who even prays on our behalf now. Give us grateful hearts. Give us patience and grace as we wait on you. And again, we give you the praise and the honor and the glory, and we pray it in Christ's name. Amen.